say you don't know me or recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place.
You are tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and today I have in the studio with me the programming specialist for the Hastings Park and Recreation Department, Paige Marshall-Bigler. Paige, it is great to have you back in the studio, and you're bringing a little bit of fall with you.
Yes, a little recap of summer and a little looking ahead.
It was nice when she came into the office because the sun broke out over through the clouds, so she brought some sunshine with her, but the clouds are back. That's okay. It's fall, and the Parks and Recreation Department of Hastings has had what I would term to be an excellent summer. And Paige, if you'd go over some of the things that have happened over the summer with me, thank you.
Absolutely. One of the programming pieces our Parks and Recreation Department does here in Hastings is we program at the Rotary Pavilion in Levy Park, downtown Hastings, along the Mississippi Riverfront. Our programming calendar this year was June 8th through September 28th, so just wrapped up a few weeks ago. We had over 4,500 attendees down at Levy Park for 30 programs this summer. So we continue to see an increase since we started programming down at Levy Park in 2016. In 2016, when we started, we had just over 3,600 people attend our programming, and that was 39 programs. And in 2021, we hosted 37 programs with over 4,500 people. And of course, with every year and outdoor programming, there's always weather implications. So we did have to postpone 7 of our events this year, but we're looking forward to rebooking in 2022.
And what was the crown jewel for the Parks and Recreation Department this summer? What was the best event that you guys put out there?
Our most popular and continued feedback we get from the community is our Music in the Park series.
Nice.
So since we started in 2016, we had 4 Music in the Parks. So once a month, June, July, August, September. And now with support from our community, specifically from the Ruth and George Joffing Charitable Fund, we are able to offer Music in the Park every Thursday from June to September, except, of course, for Rivertown Days, which holds its own fun that week. So we program 12 Music in the Park events this summer, and they're very well received by not only residents but our visitors. And that was a direct correlation with all the feedback we get on site. I'm there before, during, and after events at Levy Park. And I'm also available to connect and take feedback from residents and visitors on what they'd like to see at Levy Park.
I like all the different in the park segments. You got Music in the Park, Story Time in the Park, Performance in the Park. How popular is the Story Walk with the younger children?
Yeah, so our Story Walk in partnership with the Pleasant Hill Library is very popular. I set it up on a Friday morning and I take it down on a Monday morning, so it's available for the whole weekend. And then I will visit once a day just to make sure and restake the signs or if they've been moved or damaged. Then I'm able to make sure that they're ready to go for the next day for that whole weekend. And we average about 200 to 300 people that come by our Story Walk throughout the weekend.
I would bet it would be really fun just to observe the children as they move from one story station to the next. And in their young minds, they're starting to connect the story with the location and what's going on. And there's another one. Let's go check it out. That must be kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, and we set it up from Levy Park to JC Park, but it's back in front. So you can either start and park at JC Park or Lake Rebecca, and you can walk the trail either way. And so back and forth distance is a little over a mile. So whether you're biking, rollerblading, walking, skateboarding on our trail system, you're able to enjoy the story and actually get the majority of my comments from older adults walking the trail.
Okay.
And just their feedback is that it's kind of fun to read a child book story.
Oh.
So it's kind of brings out a little smile and
sure.
Addition to their walk.
Every so often I go back in my own mind and I remember reading that story as a kid and it was so cool, or this one. And with the coming of fall, though, those kind of activities are going to curtail a little bit, but we're not quite done yet. Of course, Halloween is coming up, and Parks and Rec in Hastings has a number of different events tied to that. Why don't we go over some of the things that are coming up, and as we start to look forward into fall and winter?
Absolutely. So coming up real soon here is our community Halloween party, and it is held on Friday, October 29th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Hastings High School.
Okay, and what goes on in that event?
Yeah, so a little different this year. We're actually holding it outside instead of inside, in the lower level parking lot. So we're going to have activity stations and giveaways. New this year, we're bringing in local organizations and businesses to host activities or games. So kids and families, similar to previous years, they can move from station to station. We have over 30 activity stations ready to go and planned. We're also having a costume contest for both pair, individual, and group. So each of those can receive a $20 Green Mill gift card. So staff from our Parks Department and from Community Education will be strolling around the event, and we'll be handing out Green Mill gift cards to those winners. So that's a really fun piece and donation from Green Mill here in Hastings. The cost for the event is a non-perishable food item, which we'll bring to Hastings Family Service that following week. Or you can bring cash or check donation to our Youth Impact Council. This is a scholarship that we give to Hastings high schoolers at the end of the year during the awards ceremony. This is typically around $15,000 to $2,000. A high school senior who volunteers at community events can apply for the scholarship and be awarded in the month of May at the Hastings High School.
All right, and that scholarship is, I'm guessing, kind of an open-ended as far as what they want to use it for in continuing education.
Yeah, specific to education. So whether it's their books, towards their payment for school, for classes, and that's awarded to them through our Community Education Youth Impact Council scholarship. So the more our seniors and high schoolers volunteer, the more likely they are able to receive that scholarship.
As we were getting ready for this segment, you were talking a little bit about the Halloween party in past years. Tell me a little bit about the numbers that you might be anticipating, or what the attendance has been like in past years.
Yeah, so on average, our Halloween party for the last 5 years, except in 2020, we did an online
costume contest. We don't talk about that year.
we average about 1,200 attendees with adults, with youth. Typically, we see youth 12 and under, but our activities are geared towards all ages of youth. So if you have a child who's over 12 years of age, they're more than welcome to attend. We have activity stations and giveaways, and of course, candy. Adults and kids
that.
Alike.
Yes. Yes.
Enjoy a little sweet treat. So we definitely welcome all ages, and we anticipate more than 1,200 people this year.
All right. And is it going to be in both parking lots at the high school? Or you said you were holding it outside. Is it going to be on the field or what?
Yeah. So we are going to be holding it in the north side of the lower level parking lot at Hastings High School. So if you're familiar with Hastings High School, there's kind of an upper level entrance and a lower level. So we'll be hosting it in the lower level parking lot. So there'll be plenty of parking available and plenty of space with activities spread out from each other. And that'll really help with distancing at the event.
Sure. And will there be any kind of, I know I'm kind of getting into the deeper in details, music or anything like that, you know, DJ or just the activities or?
Yeah. So each year we have an individual or business host either music or food. So we're still working on securing that. Unfortunately, this year has been extra tricky with organizations and businesses having the ability to donate staff time and
sure.
resources. So
a sure.
little tricky this year, but we still have really awesome support from our local businesses and organizations. And oftentimes music is a little tricky to hear just because there is 1,200 people laughing and
that's true.
Talking. And
that
so
is true.
It, the event itself is a whole lot of fun and a really great atmosphere to be a part of.
All right, and then remind us once more what the date and times for that is.
Yes, our community Halloween party coming up on Friday, October 29th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. outdoors at the Hastings High School.
All right, and then after that, the weekend is Halloween, and everybody likes to carve their pumpkins, have the jack-o'-lanterns. It makes for an excellent display in your home front and down the street, but afterwards, we need to get rid of them. How is the city of Hastings going to help with that?
Yes. So we are hosting a pumpkin drop-off similar to last year. So you can drop off your pumpkins for free. That is through Friday, November 5th through Sunday, November 7th. And that'll be located at the Dakota County Transportation Shop, which is right off County Road 47. If you're also familiar with that area, that's where we have our organics drop site. So that's kind of a green fenced in area. We're asking that residents do not place their pumpkins in their home carts because the weight and then also the emissions that our organic waste give off. And we ask that you don't place them in the organics drop site just because that extra weight. So we're providing a 10-yard roll-off dumpster, and then those pumpkins will be taken to a compost facility and turned into compost.
All right. And will there be a requirement of removing wax or paint or anything like that from the pumpkins before they bring them?
Yes. Pumpkins must be clean of any non-organic material. So paint and wax, specifically candles. If your pumpkin is just carved, that's perfect. Typically, there's not a ton of leftover wax, so just check your pumpkin. Make sure it would be an item that you'd want to put in your compost, your garden, that would be turned into a rich soil additive.
All right, and that compost then also has the potential of coming back to the community for use in your own gardens. I know another community where there is a service whereby in the spring of the year, if you're a resident of that community, you can go in for a certain amount of time early in the spring and get a load of compost for free.
I don't know
if Dakota County does that, but there are programs out there where you bring your stuff in and they process it, and then you can get it back as another useful item. The reduce, reuse, recycle kind of thing
full,
works.
Full circle.
Yes.
Yeah. In the mulch store that's located just outside of Hastings, they have compost for very, very low cost, where you can get rich soil additives at the mulch store right on the border of Hastings and Rosemount.
All right. And then looking forward after Halloween, it tends to become rather wintry, I guess is the best way to say it, which also then puts people in their mindset for the big holiday season of the year. And Hastings Parks and Recreation is also doing preparation work for that part of the year for the community. Fill us in on what's going on there.
Yeah, so starting December 1st through February 1st, in partnership with our community waste abatement grant through the county, we're offering free holiday light recycling. And the drop-off point will be our joint maintenance facility, which is also our Parks and Rec office. And that's located just a block from the Hastings Middle School, 920 10th Street West. So you can bring holiday lights for proper recycling. So we'll bring those to the recycling zone in Eagan. So ultimately, we are saving our residents a trip to the recycling zone and offering them a way to properly recycle their holiday lights. A big issue we've seen in all of our recycling facilities is that any kind of item that is a rope or a hose or lights, strings, really cause issues in our recycling facilities and damage the equipment, and is also really dangerous for the recycling workers at the facilities. So we're really trying to make an effort across Hastings, as well as a collective effort across Dakota County, to offer holiday light recycling at very convenient locations and saving drives for residents.
I agree. I have seen some of these processing facilities, and I can tell you honestly, I would not want to be the one to have to crawl down in that shredding mill and unwind a twine or a string of lights from that machinery. Someone hits a wrong button and that's it, you're done. It's dangerous work. I'll just put it that way. Is there going to be anything as far as holiday lights for the community? I know there are other communities that run holiday light contests for households. Is there anything like that Hastings is planning?
Not that I know of as of now, but I'm sure somebody will come up with a really creative idea in the works. I know some other cities have done a holiday lights tour where residents can enter their address in and then by a certain date, and that's created as a map for residents to check out holiday lights. But I do not have anything in the works as of now. Our Parks Department and our City Council specifically last year implemented a new initiative downtown at Levy Park to light up the riverfront, which is very
nice.
Beautiful.
Yep.
The tree lights along the entrance signs to historic Hastings, as well as our Rotary Pavilion downtown Hastings. So that's anticipated for 2022 as well.
Excellent. That would be good. It's always nice to see the holiday or Christmas lights up, and it makes the town just that much more charming, I think. And Hastings is a charming place to start with, but to accentuate like that, it's always kind of breathtaking when they do it. We're about out of time at this point, but I would like, as always, to provide you the opportunity to give your contact information if people have questions or concerns, or maybe they have a suggestion. How do they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. So best way to connect with me is my email, pmarshall, and that's MARSCHALL, at hastingsmn.gov. Or you can call our main line at our parks office at 651-480-6182, and you'll get me directly.
Excellent. Paige Marshall Bigler is the programming specialist for the Hastings Parks and Recreation Department. Paige, it's been very nice to have you in the studio today. Thank you for coming. You are listening to Community In-Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7.